Planes powered by GE Aerospace Technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. As a new independently traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, our purpose remains: invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.
Local officials and businesses are revising their COVID-19 policies based on CDC guidance. But what data is the CDC relying on?
What they have the parameters to do is to set guidelines and explain the science. So they try to work within those constraints, and we're in a situation where the science can be scattershot.
And calls are intensifying for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. Plus, why rents are on the rise. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. President Biden is calling on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign after a state investigation found that Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women during his time in office. Biden was asked about the report during a press conference at the White House this afternoon.
Back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James announced the findings of the long-anticipated report this morning, confirming allegations from a number of women about inappropriate comments and contact.
This investigation has revealed conduct that corrodes the very fabric and character of our state government and shines light on injustice that can be present at the highest levels of government.
The report also found that in at least one case, the governor and his staff retaliated against a former advisor after she spoke publicly about the allegations of sexual harassment last year. James said the violations of law were civil in nature. She said her office would not continue with a criminal investigation or charges, but that other agencies could pursue them. In a videotaped statement, Cuomo said the report was biased and that the facts were much different than how they had been portrayed.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances.
But the report has prompted renewed calls from Republicans and some top Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, for the governor to resign. Reporter Jimmy Vielkind said the political fallout was immediate.
Now that its findings are public, now that the report has been released, one-time allies of the governor are abandoning him, and there is increased pressure on the New York State Assembly to launch impeachment proceedings. That Democratic-dominated chamber is scheduled to meet on Monday to discuss its next steps.
Authorities say a Pentagon police officer was stabbed to death and a suspect was fatally shot by law enforcement during a confrontation at a transit station outside the Pentagon this morning. The incident temporarily forced the Pentagon into lockdown. Authorities say they're continuing to investigate the incident. The Biden administration is expected to announce a new federal moratorium on evictions following pressure from progressive Democrats who pushed for an extension after the current benefits expired over the weekend. That's according to people familiar with the matter who say the action would target areas of the country with high levels of COVID-19 infection. The White House had said it lacked the legal authority to extend the moratorium without congressional approval. The details of the new plan are still in flux, according to sources. For more details, visit WSJ.com. The chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, called the fast-growing cryptocurrency sector the Wild West today and said that the SEC will police crypto markets as much as they can to protect investors. But in his prepared remarks to the Aspen Security Forum, Gensler also renewed his call for Congress to grant the SEC more authority and resources to regulate the sector. He also suggested expanding SEC oversight of decentralized finance, or DeFi. Those are services that allow investors to borrow against their cryptocurrency holdings. Shares of retail trading app Robinhood soared today, surging beyond the company's initial public offering price. Shares ended the day at $46.80, up more than 24%. The increase follows an underwhelming market debut last week. Analysts and traders have been carefully watching the stock, especially because of the company's unusual decision to allocate a large chunk of shares to its own customers. A test flight of Boeing's Starliner space capsule was postponed again today because of an issue with a component in the rocket's propulsion system. NASA is testing the capsule without a crew ahead of its planned first flight with astronauts later this year. The team will try again tomorrow afternoon. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city will start requiring people to prove they've been vaccinated for indoor activities such as in restaurants and gyms. The new policy, known as the Key to NYC Pass, will be phased in over the coming weeks, and the city will begin inspections and enforcement in mid-September. Here's Mayor de Blasio.
It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life. The Key to NYC Pass will be a first-in-the-nation approach.
The decision comes in the wake of new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention following a surge in cases from the Delta variant. Coming up, more on the data the CDC relies on to guide its COVID-19 policies.
Planes powered by GE Aerospace technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. By empowering the brightest minds, GE Aerospace is reimagining engine design and advanced aircraft systems, developing hybrid electric engines and technologies compatible with alternative fuels like sustainable aviation fuel. GE Aerospace strives every day to invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.
From Tyson to Target and Los Angeles to Louisiana, businesses and local governments have been updating their COVID-19 guidance as case numbers are resurging. Many of those policies have been guided by the latest recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last week, the CDC urged Americans to start masking up again in parts of the country where the transmission rate is high, whether they're vaccinated or not. But the CDC has faced lots of questions and some backlash over its changing guidance. Joining me now to explain more about how the CDC makes those calls is Wall Street Journal Health and Medicine Bureau Chief Patrick McRorty. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for joining me.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Patrick, let's start with the most recent guidance, which came out after a study in Massachusetts showed that even vaccinated people can transmit the virus. Some experts are questioning that data and whether it was broad enough for the CDC to issue its most recent mask recommendations. Why? Can you explain what's going on here?
That's right. Yeah, among the issues are not only the question of whether it's broad enough, but matters including that many of the people involved in the outbreak in Provincetown on the end of Cape Cod were vaccinated. Whereas, you know, the problem that we're seeing in the United States right now, as the CDC has said, is largely one of rapid spread of the Delta variant among unvaccinated people. So, you know, some public health experts are a little bit perplexed by using this data set from, you know, one population to describe what's happening in a population with some really different characteristics.
Now, the CDC has said in the past that it has carefully monitored the data and is providing information as it becomes available and we start to see the real-world impacts of vaccinations outside of those clinical trials earlier on. Has that approach changed at all? What's going on internally at the CDC among officials?
I mean, the CDC relies to some extent on state health departments and other, you know, bodies across the country to provide it with the data that it is using to guide these decisions. So, you know, part of the issue is that they just don't have a real, consistently updated, comprehensive picture of what's happening in the United States in terms of some metrics in any case where the pandemic is concerned. So they have to work with sort of the world as it is rather than, you know, the world as we might like it to be. And that is leading to some of these situations like we see now where they can see that infections from the Delta variant are really spiking. They can see that there are great risks for people who are unvaccinated. But then they sort of need to work with the data they have to try to inform policy decisions such as, you know, the guidelines we saw last week for vaccinated people to wear masks in places where the variant is spreading widely, even if, as we're discussing, the data they have is not necessarily from one of those places in some cases, because that's just not where they happen to be looking.
The CDC has also changed the way it tracks breakthrough infections or COVID-19 infections that occur among those who have already been vaccinated. What are the concerns there? What are you hearing from experts?
They stopped tracking breakthrough infections in such a comprehensive manner in the spring, in part because that data was not coming through in a very consistent way, and partially because, you know, the pandemic was waning at the time. People didn't know that the Delta variant was going to be such a huge issue in the United States, and the breakthrough infections would be one of the big questions around its sort of virulence and impact on the country. you know, they can't turn back the clock and continue doing what they were doing 4 months ago. There are new studies into the extent of breakthrough infections among people who have been vaccinated. And they continue to point out that the approved vaccines are highly effective against the Delta variant in terms of preventing hospitalization and certainly deaths. But the CDC is left without the full picture that it might have had they continued that collection effort that they dropped some months ago.
We are seeing that local officials and businesses this week and even last week have been relying on the updated guidance from the CDC to inform their own policies and guidance around COVID-19 precautions. What are the implications of following that guidance, especially as it changes in real time?
Well, that's a great question and a really big question that, you know, governments and local officials are sorting out for themselves. You know, of course, there are consequences in terms of business activity and also in terms of getting people to comply with the measures you want them to, in asking people to go back to, you know, some measures of mask wearing and social distancing that people thought that they had left in the past. You know, part of the issue here, again, is the CDC does not always have the authorization to mandate that people act in a certain way, that businesses act in a certain way. What they have the parameters to do is to set guidelines and explain the science. So they try to work within those constraints. And we're in a situation where the science can be scattershot and our understanding of it is evolving in real time. And the pandemic itself and the virus that's driving it is also changing. And so adding that all up is a really tough task for the CDC to kind of navigate that in a way that people feel is comprehensive and balanced and clear.
How has the CDC responded to recent concerns about the way it's collecting and using data right now?
They say that they are being guided by the science and that they are releasing the science as it becomes available and as they have a chance to sort of analyze it in a thoughtful and thorough way. As we were discussing, part of the issue is just that that science is being done, that data is being collected in different parts of the country and different parts of the world, not always in a totally organized way. So even if one study reaches some compelling conclusions about breakthrough rates or the efficacy of a certain vaccine against a certain variant in a certain country at a certain time, using that to extrapolate a picture of what's happening elsewhere and certainly what's happening nationally or globally just gets really complicated really fast.
Right, and to that point, for average Americans, it can be challenging to figure out just the right guidance. So bottom line, who should Americans trust and look to for determining the right precautions to take?
You know, the pandemic is evolving rapidly, and our understanding of the science is only as good as long as the pandemic has been going on and as, you know, researchers have time to sort of parse it. So continuing to listen to the CDC, you know, is what we can do, continuing to listen to federal and local officials. And more than anything, you know, I think one of the takeaways is that the vaccines that we do have that are approved are incredibly effective against the virus, including the Delta variant, and that's really the fastest way to getting back to a level of normalcy that I think we're all looking forward to.
That's Wall Street Journal Health and Medicine Bureau Chief Patrick McRorty. Patrick, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, apartment rents are going up across the country, from New York City to San Francisco. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median rent has risen more than 10% over the past year. It turns out one of the things boosting these prices are young professionals moving back to cities. Here's our housing reporter, Will Parker.
So there are a few things that are going in the favor of landlords right now. One is that there have been places where more jobs are being created, where younger people are going back to cities to rent apartments, especially those who had, you know, gone home to live with parents. And you have a for sale housing market that is still on fire around most of the country. And for people who have, you know, higher incomes that would usually buy, a lot of them are having to rent. So these are some of the factors that are really helping to push rents higher right now.
You can learn more about the rebounding rental market on today's episode of our sister podcast, Your Money Briefing. And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
Planes powered by GE Aerospace technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. As a new independently traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, our purpose remains: invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.